Today's share in the Deir Shnu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Gimel Omid Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Zayin. And today we have a very important subject to discuss. We begin with Sif Teh Zayin, and that talks about, again, things that you're allowed to read on Shabbos. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Melitzos u'mishalim shosichas cholin. If a person is reading various types of proverbs or analogies or stories that are idle conversation type stories, they don't serve any real purpose. Or, he says, v'divrei cheshek, or various types of romance type of novels, kigon Sefer Immanuel. Now, this Sefer Immanuel, I believe, is a reference to a person known as Immanuel ben Shlomo, who is a person from Rome who wrote a number of different items. He lived in the 13th century in Rome, and he wrote books of various natures, but the Mechaber clearly doesn't consider him a good author. And he writes, V'chein sifrei milchamos, and likewise, if a person reads war books, also lekros ben Shabbos. The Mechaber tells us one should not read these types of books on Shabbos. And he says, even on weekdays, v'af b'chol, osur, these things are forbidden, Mishum Moshav Leitzim, because they're basically a waste of time. You're sitting in a room full of scoffers, so to say, and the Mechaber is not in favor of reading these books even on a weekday, and certainly not on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Ches, V'ein Bechlau Zeh, as opposed to these books which the Mechaber said you shouldn't read, we don't include in this the book of Josephus, V'sefer Yuchsin, or books about linealogy, V'divrei Hayamim, Shor Yehuda Kohen V'Shevet Yehuda. These are other books that have some worthwhile purpose to them. Shemehem Yilmundu Divrei Musa V'Yira. From them, a person can learn the proper way to conduct oneself. You can learn Musa, you can learn the proper way you should act, V'Yira, and you can show the proper awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Alkein, Afilu K'suvim B'Laz Shari. And these books, even if they're written not in Hebrew, if they're written in a foreign language, these are perfectly good books to read on Shabbos. Then Deir Shnu Foot number 66 brings down, likewise, if you're reading biographies about great Jewish people, V'chein Sipur Mal Gedolei Yisrael, so the Shelus Tshuvas Orlet Zion brings down, Shemutu Likro Behem, Me'nei Shalom De'mehem Musar. These books that you're reading, they teach you character, they teach you Musar, they teach you the way a person should act, so those types of books are acceptable to read as well. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nun Tes says that this is called the Moshav Leitzim if you read the books that the Mechaber says are forbidden to be read. The Kol Shekein is certainly HaHolech LeTartios V'Kirkasoyos. If a person goes to theaters or he goes to circuses, that's the way you usually translate Tartios and Kirkasoyos. And these are, he says, V'heim Mine Schok. These are places where there's inappropriate gaiety and laughter. Ki Deisa B'Avodos Kochavim, Daf Yudches, Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Ushar Mine Tachbulos. Other basically waste of time activities. He says, "V'gam b'Purim, even on Purim, ein mutar rak haschok she'osim zeich l'achashverosh. Even the types of laughter and lightheartedness that are done on Purim are only permissible there because it's somehow a reminder of Achashverosh and of the Purim story, as brought down by the Magen Avraham. However, the Mishneh Berurah concludes and he says, "U'bavav nasenu aravim nebuch to our sad distress over here because of our sins. Kayom nase dover zeh kehefker etzel eza anoshim leilich lebeis tartios." Nowadays, it's unfortunately so common, it's considered almost acceptable amongst people to go to these various theaters. V'akosav tzoveach v'yomer, despite the fact that the pasuk in fact tells us not to. So to say, the pasuk is screaming at us and saying, "Al tismach Yisrael el gil v'chulei." You shouldn't act in this fashion. You shouldn't rejoice in this fashion, O people of Israel. You're also essentially inciting your Yetzirah to go and do terrible things in yourself. Chazal tell us, anybody that acts in this fashion will end up, unfortunately, in Gehenna. As it says, Shenemar brings psukim, v'yisurim boinolav, and unfortunately affliction will come upon such a person. Shenemar, v'yato, altis lo tzatzu, penyechzugu mosrechem. As the Pasuk says, essentially, don't be a scoffer, don't be a leitz, because unfortunately, that will make your afflictions, your pains, even worse. And he says, Ayin Shom B'Gemara Od, the Gemara in the Mada Zohar over there talks more about this. So again, these are very strong exhortations by the Mishneh Berurah and the Mechaber, telling us the proper way we should act on Shabbos, and many of the things that are improper for Shabbos are unfortunately also improper on a weekday as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Va'over mishum al tifnu el ha'elilim." You should not turn towards the elilim. One of the translations for elilim is worked by the Rashi in the Gemara, where he says you shouldn't follow your heart. In other words, lo sasur achrei levavchem yachrei nichem. Shouldn't do what you want. and the Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskov, over Mishum Al Tifnu, says that the Gemara tells us there, also listakel bidyokonos, that a person shouldn't go and look at certain things, certain images. And this, the Mefarshim over there, he says, are talking about looking at various tzuras of Avodas Kochavim, or that were made for Avodas Kochavim. Again, the idea being is a person can be easily swayed by what he looks at and what he sees, and this will unfortunately lead a person astray. Although he does point out, if you're looking at something purely for the beauty of it, avolinoi, shari, it is permissible. Although there are those that are machmer and disagree. In any event, the Mechaber himself explains what al tifnu el ho'elila means. He says, lo sifnu el midatrem. You shouldn't do what you feel like doing. You shouldn't follow your evil inclination. And when you're reading these romance type of novels, so he says that that further will incite your yetzahara and is a terrible thing for a person to do. And anybody that writes these things and somebody that copies them, and certainly the people that publish them, they're causing many people to sin, unfortunately. And the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Machtim Es Harabim, he says from the words of Chazal, Kol HaMachti Es Harabim, anybody that causes the Rabim to sin, in Maspikim Biyod, the last is Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very mad at such a person and will not allow him to do Tshuva. And the Gemara says that his Parnassah will also be limited and he will have suffering and he will unfortunately end up in Gehenna. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach says you shouldn't follow your inclination over here. El asher atem osim midas levavchem. As I pointed out from Rashi, essentially it's telling us, loza surach rei levavchem, a person shouldn't go and follow his heart. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Halev says, the ain't tzarech lomar matfisan, if you're not allowed to write them, you certainly shouldn't be the one that's publishing them. V'chein mochri svarim hasochrim b'inyonim. Similarly, people that sell books in these matters, ka'elu, such as the romance novels and things like that that we're talking about. U'mamtsin osom lakonim likros b'em, and they make it easy for people that want to read this trash, this garbage, to go and read them. Hein b'chlal's there. They were included in this terrible prohibition and the punishments that the Chofetz Chaim spoke about. He further remarks about this in great detail, and he says, somebody that causes somebody else to sin is worse than somebody that's a murderer. In other words, shahargo, when Rachmana Litzlan, somebody kills somebody else, Hurak Bolam Azeh, you killed him in this world, but the person will live for eternity. However, Vamachtio, if you cause somebody to sin, so then you're not only killing him in this world, but you're also killing him Gam Bolam Haba, which is far worse. Again, these are very strong words from the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah over here, stressing how important it is for us to read the appropriate material and not Chas V'Shalom on Shabbos, and even on a weekday, to read inappropriate things and to look at inappropriate things. Then the Rama adds, and he says, Haga, the nira ledaktik, a person should be careful over here. Ha da also likros besichas chulim v'sipurei muchamos hainu davka im ksuvim b'loshun las. The Rama says over here that this prohibition against reading these idle conversation matters, not the bad things, but just idle conversation or war stories, that's only if they're written in a loshun amzor, in a foreign language. Al b'loshun hakodesh, but if you're reading them in Hebrew, it's shari, it's permissible. And he says, "V'chein nirali miloshu shakosu atosos perikol kisve v'chein nagul halkavuzeh." And he says this is based upon a tosos, and he says one can be lenient on this. Now, why would you be allowed to read these things in Hebrew? First off, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Samach Beis that when you're dealing with the things that are prohibited to be read, so for example, b'divrei cheshek shumagari yetzahara, that's going to push your yetzahara and lead you in terrible ways, that's also, lekuliyam also afilu b'loshon kodesh. That's not allowed even in Hebrew. Because also likros also afilu l'tatlo, and something that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, it's also to read on Shabbos. You're certainly not even allowed to move it. It's muktzah essentially. So what does it mean that you're allowed to read certain things in Hebrew? So that's basically the neutral things. That's stuff that's in and of itself not bad. It's just a waste of time. So here in Sivkot and Samach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're allowed, according to the Ramah, to read these things in Hebrew because you're learning Hebrew. The Loshon ba'atzmo yesh bo kedusha. By reading these books, you're improving your Hebrew. The lomid b'meno divrei Torah, and you'll be able to better learn Torah. And you may even learn here by this language, and by increasing your vocabulary over here, you'll be able to learn better. So that's why you could even read a letter that's written in Hebrew. Because you could learn the Hebrew language from this. Maybe there's even something of value in there. Somebody will maybe quote some psukim. He says, however, ach shtori chovos v'cheshbonos, however, to read Hebrew documents, gam l'harama osur, afil b'loshon kodesh. Then, even though they're written in Hebrew, here the Rama would say that they're osur, as brought down by the Prima Gadim. Then he says, v'get, a divorce document, mutar l'taltalo, one would be permitted to move this on Shabbos, it's not muktzah, afa b'shekasu b'loshen las, even though it's written in a foreign language. And the reasoning is, the yochel limo mimeno dine get, because by reading this divorce document, you would be able to learn maybe hilchos gittin in some way, and therefore it is permissible. Olin kriyas tzaitignin, what is that? So in the bottom it says, this is etonim, newspapers. To read newspapers b'Shabbos, avshe b'tshuva shos Yaakov meiko b'zeh, even though the tshuva shos Yaakov says you can do this, you can be meiko, habi achronim osrim. There are many achronim that forbid this, v'bnei sheyesh b'am yediyah me'inyone masu matum, because there's stock pages in there, there's business pages in there, and that's essentially dealing with masu matum, business dealings, and you shouldn't be reading that on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Samach Dalet said that the Ramah said you could read certain things in Hebrew. Aval ho'aguda v'taz v'bach v'od harbi achronim. Besides the aguda, the taz, and the bach, so in the Shaar HaTzion, Osai and Beis, he brings down the Shalah, the Madani Yontif, and the Be'er Sheva, as brought down by El Yerabah, all disagree with this Ramah. Cholk and Alzeh v'osrim. They say no, even though it's a neutral type of a thing, even though it's written in Hebrew, you shouldn't read it on Shabbos. And there's also the opinion of Vilna Gaon. V'cheinu gam kein dasa gro. Ulefi zeh, gam bi gerish sholom, in nafkamina, bin loshen laz, or bin loshen hakodesh. And therefore, a friendly letter that you're getting, whether it's written in Hebrew or in English, according to these opinions, it doesn't make any difference. It is forbidden to read it on Shabbos. Dishifu number 67 brings down, what about the playing of a game, something like chess? So he brings down from Dain Weiss, that's all in the Minchas Yitzchak, that this game, chess, or other games like this, according to the Maris Sosson, is also l'sachei b'm Shabbos. One shouldn't use their time, their precious Shabbos time, playing such games, because there's no real purpose in it. However, he brings down that the Ramah does permit it, although he says even on a weekday, one should not spend too much time doing such games, because it's a Moshe of Leitzim. Dishfut number 68 brings down that what happens if, during the week, unfortunately, people in the house don't realize that they shouldn't be reading some of these books, and they do read them on a weekday. So are they still muktza on Shabbos? So he brings out from Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igris Moshe, that since these people think that these books are permissible, so they technically are not muktza on Shabbos. However, people that know that they shouldn't be read, then those books actually are muktza. He brings down for newspapers, if they're old, so then the Shelus Tshuvas Oral Tzion brings down that they're not muktza, because they can be used essentially to wrap things up in. And he brings down a telephone book, for example. A person obviously can't use it on Shabbos to find out a number. However, people use it for addresses. He brings down from a Vayashev Zatzal that since the majority usage of this is for something that is forbidden, so it has the status of a kli shemalachto le'isser, because rov of the shimush is for something that's aser. But therefore, l'chein muta l'chapes bo kisovis misuyemis. You would be allowed to open it up to look for a specific address, because this would like be using a kli shemalachto le'isser l'tzoruch gufo. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure about this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that this might be forbidden also because of Uvdu Dechol, so weekday activity. However, he says, if you really needed to look up an address, he would permit it, because in that situation, it doesn't look like Uvdu Dechol. Dishifut number 69 says, for a person who's fluent already in Hebrew, for example, like people in Eretz Yisrael today, then simply reading these things in the hope that you'll improve your Hebrew, so that really isn't going to occur. So Rav Nitzan Karolitz Shlita says that reasoning doesn't apply, and therefore it would be forbidden to read those types of things. Finally, Dishifut number 70 brings down a makel opinion from Rav Yashiv, who says, L'chatchil b'vada in likros iton, a person shouldn't read a newspaper. But he says, b'dochachan, there's some extenuating circumstances, such as if the person, for example, gets hanoah from reading it, it might be permissible. Now we go to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, also lilmod b'Shabbos v'yomtiv zulas b'divrei Torah. A person shouldn't learn secular subjects on Shabbos. The only thing you should spend your time learning on Shabbos and yomtiv is divrei Torah. And he says, "Vafilu b'sifrei chachmos osur." And even if you're learning secular knowledge, that's a worthwhile secular knowledge, one shouldn't do this on Shabbos. However, he does bring down, and this brought down in the Ber Hagola is from the Ramban and the Rashba. Yesh mi shemate. The Ramban and the Rashba do permit you to read secular books for knowledge on Shabbos. V'apisvaroso. Based upon this, mutur lahabit b'atzdrulav b'Shabbos. A person would be allowed to read various astrology type books on Shabbos. And the Ramah adds ulahavcha ulataltulah kidelakam and simin shenuches. And he would be allowed to go and move it about, and it's not considered muksa, as we will learn in Yitzchak Shem in simin shenuches. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Samachay, according to the Meikel opinion over here, the Ramban and the Rashba, that is in fact the way people duck themselves in this lenient fashion. the cause of the Al-Yarabah, and it's also written in the Al-Yarabah, the Yari Shemayim, Roy Lachmazed, that a real zealous person, a person who's really a true Yari Shemayim, shouldn't conduct himself in this lenient fashion. Ki HaRambam, the Horan, Osrim, because while the Ramban and the Rashba permit it, the Rambam and the Ran don't, and therefore Yari Shemayim should be more Machmir. The issue for number 71 brings down reading professional journals. This opinion of Shlomo Zalman, that it would be permissible as well, according to this lenient opinion. And regarding cookbooks or things like that, Shlomo Zalman says, it also appears that it would be permissible because you're not really doing any cooking via reading these books. You're enjoying yourself, and therefore it would be permissible, according to this lenient opinion. Mr. Bruce of Kotten Samach Bob, what exactly is this Atstrolov? So he says, Hukli shalachozim bekochovim. This is some sort of a astrologer or astronomer's type of a tool. The mali lohovin lechokma minasefer o minakli. He says, if you're allowed to read a book, you're also allowed to use this type of a tool. Either way, it's permissible according to this lenient opinion. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, Lishol min hashed, masha mutu b'chol, mutu b'shabbos. To go and ask a shade, again, it's not something that we understand exactly what these demons are, but in the days of the Gemara, certainly there were Amoroyim, people that were able to speak to the Shadim, were able to see the Shadim, and it's something that we don't understand. So as the Be'er Hetev says in Dibra Maschil Lishol, in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, the opinion is that they would ask them medical questions, and the Shade would be able to tell them the answers. And that's what we see in Sivkot and Samach Zayin. Rotsu Lomar, Di'esh Dvarim Shasur Maf B'chol, B'nei She'em B'chlau Kishuv. There's certain things that you're not allowed to do on a weekday, never mind on Shabbos, because they fall into the category of magic, which you're not allowed to practice, black magic. Likewise, there are things that you're forbidden to do because they're dangerous. According to the Rav Yossi, Ladas Rav Yossi, Kedisim Gemara. And therefore, Valkane, Omar, the Dvarim Hamutarim Bechol, those type of things that you can discuss with the Shade on a weekday, such as Refuah, for example, Mutraf B'Shabbos, you would be allowed to as well talk with them on Shabbos. And he says, Ayin in the Mogen Abraham, Mishar Achronim, Sheskimu, the Dafku Mishum Refuah Shari. The only reason it's permitted over here is because it may have some medicinal benefit. Abu Balav Hochi, but if it's no real medicinal benefit, also Mishum Mimso Chevzucha, then you shouldn't do this on Shabbos because it's like dealing with your business and you shouldn't have anything to do with your business on Shabbos, even if it means that you're not allowed to talk to the Shade in that situation. Again, this concept of talking to the Shade is really not halacha l'maisa at all today. Sivkot Yutes. The Mechaber writes, Sechoro hanifsedes b'Shabbos ayde gishomim o dover acher. If you have some sort of merchandise that's going to be ruined on Shabbos because of the rain or because of some other weather or other condition, o osi b'dekot, which the Ramah explains, Pirush Nachal o Agamayim, it's going to get flooded with a wave of water. The Dekar Demaya, a wave of water. Umafsid Mamono, and it's going to cause you a financial loss. Or Oshnis Roa'o Chavish Oyayin, your barrel of wine is becoming ruined. Vaholich Libud, and the wine is going to drip out of it. So in this situation, Mutu Likros Eino Yehudi, you're allowed to call a non-Jewish person. Apo Bishavadi Yodea Sheino Yehudi Yatzalamam, even though the non-Jewish person is going to go and save your merchandise for you. He'll cover it up, for example, the Ramah says, Ulchaso Sechora, he'll cover up your merchandise, or peris, or your fruits, or Dovarachim, Yam Shamim, for whatever else you have out there from the rain. And Ayin Lekam and Simon Shinla Mechesiv Zayin, one is permitted to do this. V'chein mutu lom aleinu Yehudi, kol amatz aleinu mafsid. Likewise, you can tell a non-Jewish person, anybody that comes and saves my merchandise over here will not lose out. Kimo b'dleika, like with a fire. Shetiru lomar kol mechabe aleinu mafsid. As it is stated over there, that you're allowed to say, whoever puts out my fire will not lose money. In other words, they'll get paid for their efforts. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nesamu Ches. U'Mesayim Alzeh, as we've already read, the Mechaber concluded and said, you're even allowed to call a non-Jewish person to go and take care of your financial loss to prevent it. Even if the non-Jewish person is going to do a Melacha Daraisa on your behalf. For example, he'll take the fruits from the house to go outside, or vice versa, or anything like that, that's an Issu Daraisa. The Ilu Tiltu Muktzah, if it was only the Alma just touching or moving Muktzah, or Mishus HaYochlu Kamlis, from a Mishus HaYochlu to a Kamlis, these are not daraisa. Afilu letzavus len yudi behedja, Shia says, gamke mutter. That you can outright tell a non-Jewish person to do it for you, because that would be shvus the shvus b'makom hefsid meruba. Lefiya mevayel le'el b'sif hey, as we've already explained, in the Eishpaz the hefsid gadol, for a large loss, you can ask a non-Jewish person to do an issa de rabbanon. Sivkot and Samach Tes, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mutar Likros, you can call a non-Jewish person in this situation, and the Mitoch She'odam Baal HaMamon, because the reasoning behind this is a person is so concerned about his financial loss. Ilo Shari Slay, if you don't allow him to call a non-Jewish person over here, because he's not exactly telling the non-Jewish person to go to the work, but the non-Jewish person will reel on his own, so Afilu Bofanim Elu, Osi L'Hatzel Batzel, if you don't allow him to do this, i.e. to call a non-Jewish person over here, he will end up unfortunately doing it himself. Velasos Malacha Deraisa, and he'll be over Malacha Deraisa, so it's much better for him to call a non-Jewish person over, and the non-Jewish person on his own will realize he needs to save the Jewish person's property over here, and he'll get rewarded for it, even though the non-Jewish person wasn't told directly to do this by the Jewish person. We have one more Mishnah Berurah, we'll do that in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.